We're like tripping over ourselves to find reasons not to talk about the Packer game. But
oh, there's an easy out.
There is an easy out with the Brewers. But we're so fond of Aaron Nagler at CheeseheadTV.com that we will talk about the pain and agony of whatever it was that we watched on Sunday just for the chance to converse and hear your voice. Aaron, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Aaron.
I'm doing well. How about those Brewers?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Hey,
you know what? We got to talk about them as long as they're hot, man. This is going to be fun here the next 2 or 3 weeks. And it takes us away from the drama of the Green Bay Packers. Where do we start? I mean, 2-2-1. Like, I've run into people out here. I'm doing the show from Colorado, and they'll say, oh, yeah, the Brewer team looks good, but what's wrong with your football team? And I've had many people ask me about that already, so I'm going to ask you, what's wrong with this football team?
Oh, it's just disjointed. It sure looks like everything they want to do, they aren't capable of doing. The idea that they've got all this talent, you know, all summer long we talked about the different ways they could beat you on offense, and they're just beating themselves. And I know it's frustrating to watch week after week as the offense stumbles out of the gate. At some point, you know, you have to just say, this is a team that's not practicing a whole heck of a lot together with Aaron Rodgers sitting out every Wednesday, Mike McCarthy canceling practices because they had an overtime game. It's just really disjointed, and there's no execution until they get down 24-0. They junk their offense, and they go to the hurry-up. And then people want to say, oh, well, you know, at least they were productive in the second half. Well, yeah, Detroit sat back in a comfortable two-deep zone and just let them have everything underneath. So, yeah, you're going to put up a bunch of yardage and a bunch of points then. But coming out of the gate, they have got to find a way to execute from the beginning of the game. Because until they do, it's clear that they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
It seems like, to me, best-case scenario is the season where they went to the NFC Championship game against Atlanta, where Rodgers can will them there, but the team around him isn't, you know, very good. And Rodgers, this Packer team, we're going to look back at this little era here and say that they looked like a good team when Rodgers was elite, but when he was anything but elite, you saw that they actually weren't that good of a football team. There's a lot of blame on Sunday, and a lot of that, Aaron, I think, starts with Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, he did not play well, especially early on. And he, to his credit, you know, he owned that after the game much differently than he did last Sunday when he was taking veiled shots at Mike McCarthy. This week, he was very upfront about needing to play better, especially early in the game. His two fumbles, that's 10 points. That puts you in that 24-0 hole. I mean, that's a killer. And it's funny you mentioned that year that they started 4-6 and then they, quote-unquote, ran the table to the NFC Championship game. I think they have a better defense this year than they did that year. Anytime you don't have Ladarius Gunter as your number one corner, I think that's going to be the case. But the thing that turned that season around, and yes, Jared Cook coming back helped, and the emergence of Ty Montgomery on offense helped, but the biggest thing that turned around that season was turnover differential. Mike talked about it at his press conference yesterday, and it is the absolute truth. It's been the way they've won tons of games with him as head coach. Just winning turnover battles will win you football games. And right now they're sitting at -1 on the year. That's no way to live. That year they were sitting at -2 or -3. They turned it around. They at one point during that run they were at plus double digits. That's how you win football games. And that's how this team has got to win football games. They got to give Aaron Rodgers more chances. You build a lead, and then let that defense get after the quarterback. You know, it sounds simple, and it is simple. They just need to execute, plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, with kickers, the only time we talk about kickers is when they do bad or they struggle. I mean, Mason can go out there and bang in 255-yarders, but no, we won't say anything about him. But then, you know, he misses 4 and then an extra point, and there's problems. What I saw the national reports come across yesterday say, well, you know, report Mason Crosby's not going to be cut by the Green Bay Packers. The thought of him being cut never even crossed my mind. Did it yours at all?
Absolutely not. Not at all. Not at all. And that's just people, you know, general observers around the league. Most places, I think, would think about cutting their kicker after a performance like that. But, you know, I mean, look, you don't have to look any further than Minnesota. You know, they cut their kicker after he missed 3 kicks in 1 game. But that's a rookie, and it's a totally different circumstance. And we've seen Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, Brian Gutekunst was on that staff that saw Mason Crosby struggle mightily back in 2012. They stuck with him, and he rewarded them. And I'm with you. I didn't think for a second that they would cut him. But I am interested to see how he rebounds from this, because it looks like such an anomaly. He was 10 of 11 prior to that game. All of those misses at once is kind of shocking. And looking at the tape, it doesn't appear that much is wrong with the long snapper and the holder on those kicks. So I am interested to see how he comes back on Monday night, and when Mike sends him out there, you know, if it gets into his head, you could have a problem, because it happens like that in the NFL, where a guy loses confidence. We've seen it throughout the history of the league. All of a sudden, he's in his head, and all of a sudden, it just kind of gets away from him. Is it that, or does he come back Monday night, hit all his kicks, and okay, that was just a bad game, and we're on the way? But it is concerning. There's no doubt.
Okay, what if he does struggle on Monday night? Then are there going to be some red flags put up, and will Mark?
I don't see how there can't be.
Okay.
If he comes out and misses two more kicks, there's going to be conversation. I'm not saying that means they're going to cut him right away, but the alarm bells will start ringing, no doubt.
I think when you look back at this game on Sunday, and really any game since he's come back, a lot of Packer fans are scratching their head about Aaron Jones. Mike McCarthy saying this yesterday.
You know, there's more to, you know, the playing the position, just running the football. So I think Aaron's doing some great things. I think Jamal's doing some great things, and definitely, you know, I think Ty's done some things, and it gives us diversity in our attack with all three guys in there. I don't think this is clearly, as you, I think, are saying, that this is clearly one guy is, you know, superior than the other two. I think they all have excellent attributes.
Realization or the rationalization is for why we didn't see a lot of Aaron Jones in the second half could be, well, pass protection. Maybe he's not up to speed in that. Our friend Jersey Al tweeting, more anger about Aaron Jones. I just viewed every second half pass play by the Packers. Out of 35 plays that started as a passing play, the Packers kept a running back into block just 3 times, all by Ty Montgomery. Don't give me this Jones doesn't get snaps because of blocking. Is it that simple that he's just not... they don't have the confidence in him in pass protection, or is Mike McCarthy just not willing to name a starter, even though clearly one is the best?
Well, I think it definitely goes much to the latter than the former. Look, I understand what Mike is saying, and there's no doubt that Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery have attributes that you like, and it's not to take anything away from them. But Aaron Jones is clearly the most explosive back in the backfield. And when you're trying to build, you know, come from behind, I want explosive plays. I need big plays. Especially with the defense sitting back in a soft cover 2 shell, use that running back. And it just mystifies me, this idea that, okay, Ty Montgomery is our 2-minute back. So if that's as hyper-specialized as you are, what happens if Ty Montgomery gets hurt? Are you junking your 2-minute offense? Of course not. I just want the talent on the field. I want the talent to be utilized time and again. We see this over and over. It's funnily enough, Ryan Grant, the former Packers running back, chimed in on Twitter. I think the night after the game, someone had asked him, how long did it take Mike to get you on the field? And he said, you know, Deshaun Wynn got hurt, and then he had to use me. Like, it's just, that's how far back it goes. History tells you. McCarthy gets these ideas of who does what in his system, and he sticks with it come hell or high water. And at this point, with Aaron Jones getting, 6 carries, I think that's to the detriment of the offense.
He loves Montgomery, doesn't McCarthy? I mean, he does not want to take...
Oh, absolutely.
He does,
and
yeah.
I get it. Do not take anything away from Ty. I think he's hella talented. I think he can do a lot of good stuff with the ball in his hands. He's really useful for a lot of the stuff they like to do at the line of scrimmage when they motion him out of the backfield. They go into the spread formation. Aaron can do a lot with that. I love that. I'm not saying junk it and get rid of it. I am saying get Aaron Jones on the field, because... that's great. All that versatility is wonderful. But when you're constantly falling behind and your offense is clearly not clicking, it's time to change it up and get your talent on the football field.
Hypothetical for you, what do you think the Packers' record would be at this point if Sean McVay was their head coach?
Oh, man, I have no idea. Maybe if Aaron Rodgers is playing the same way.
Yeah, he got hurt week 1, still missing practices.
Yeah. Not much better than what it is right now, probably. I mean, I think maybe another victory, you know. But, you know, heck, the Packers should have another victory with that Minnesota debacle. So it'd be similar if maybe a skosh better. But that's about it.
Because I think a lot of people are at the point.
I don't think he's not worth, like, you know, they're not going undefeated because Sean McVay is their head coach.
I think people are at the point, Aaron, where people, if you ask them, we'll put this poll up on 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. If it meant getting McCarthy fired, would you be okay with the Packers missing the playoffs? And I think most fans are starting to trend that way.
Oh, I definitely. My inbox and my mentions definitely tell me that that's the case. And look, I understand it. Well, we always talk about, you know, a guy has a shelf life in the NFL. We were talking about when they were 4-6, and then they turned it all around. You know, you have a shelf life in the NFL. Bill Walsh said it famously, about 10 years is your shelf life. And after that, you just get stale. We saw it with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. He went on to do really excellent things in Kansas City. He still is doing excellent things in Kansas City. Sometimes you just need to be, you know, kind of shaken out of the doldrums, so to speak. And I don't think for a set, if Mike was fired, they missed the playoffs. He gets fired by Green Bay. He would be on the street for 24 hours until someone hired him. So, you know, I just think maybe it's that time. But we can't say that definitively, not even close to it, until the season plays out, because there is a whole lot of season left.
What's the relationship been like, you think, with Gutekunst and McCarthy? This whole, the whole front office was restructured and reporting to Murphy. You know, I wonder how this is going right now when they're being 2-2-1 and Gutekunst with McCarthy as his coach, and how that all is shaping up out there in Packer headquarters.
Yeah, I do. I wonder about that as well. It's interesting because we don't get to see Gutekunst very much during the season. Murphy's been a little bit more available, and he has even said, you know, he is more involved on the football side, as he said he was going to be all offseason. I think, you know, Mike's probably in a good spot because he did get, you know, a guy on the staff he knew. They had a really good relationship. I think that still exists. And, you know, I think you saw a glimmer of it when they signed Breland, the free agent corner, who, you know, funnily enough, hasn't been able to play the first 2 weeks. But once they signed him, you know, they asked Mike about him, and he was like, oh, it's just great to have a vet in here who knows the ropes, you know, and blah, 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 blah. You could tell. It's not the thing, not something he's used to. You know, usually it's promote from the practice squad, go get someone else's practice squad guy, blah, blah, blah. This time they actually brought in a vet who's started a bunch of games. So I think Mike's in a good spot. He just has to get his team playing better. That's the number one thing.
Aaron Nagler, what's your Brewers prediction against the Dodgers?
Oh, man, I have no predictions, but I'll tell you this. I love that the Dodgers are talking junk. Because, you know, they're just going to come in there thinking they're the Kings and whatever. And the Milwaukee, I just hope they put it to them but good. I can't wait.
I love it. Aaron Nagler, you can find him at Aaron Nagler. You can find him at CheeseheadTV.com. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.